state commissioners of agriculture are adding their voices to the chorus criticizing the proposed Waters of the United States rule. Last week at a National Association of State Departments of Agriculture meeting, members voted to ask the Environmental Protection Agency and the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to withdraw the proposed regulation. North Dakota Commissioner of Agriculture Doug Gearing, who offered the action item on the Waters of the United States, says the proposed rule is just one example of federal overreach impacting farmers and ranchers.
There has been a great deal of federal regulations that have come down the pipeline in the last 4, 5, 6 years. Agriculture, our farmers and ranchers are exasperated. They're exhausted. Whether we're talking about the Waters of the U.S., Clean Air Act, worker protection standards, water quality, climate change legislation or policies, issues that are coming down the pipeline that affect us, the reality is we're being regulated to death. When we have over 4,500 new regulations that have come through different agencies at the federal level, such as Department of Interior, Department of Education, EPA, FDA, USDA, you've got to wonder, what are they being designed for? We have a great system in place.
Louisiana Commissioner of Agriculture Mike Strain says they're concerned with federal overreach impeding the ability of farmers to do their jobs and the need to handle conservation on the state level.
Without proper conservation and the ability, we lose our ability of the land to produce. We lose the ability of our land to produce. We lose our farms. We lose our farms. We lose national security. We lose food security. And these things we must work hard to make sure that we can do what we need to do. And we believe that it is best served from the ground up. You know, many of the laws in Congress, especially like the Clean Water Act and others, specifically state that the primary jurisdiction is within the states themselves.
Strain added that they feel the Waters of the United States proposal specifically gives the federal government jurisdiction over much more private property than ever before.
This is a very significant increase in jurisdictional authority by the Environmental Protection Agency that, in my opinion and the opinion of many in Congress and the United States Senate, that was never authorized by congressional action.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I am Cindy Zimmerman.